This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Are you old enough to know where this is from?
No. I have no clue where this is from. It sounds like, can I tell you what it sounds like?
Go ahead.
Sounds like the Magic School Bus.
I like you're showing your age.
Ghostbusters!
Yes.
I don't know about Ghostbusters. I've never seen it, watched it.
Oh my God.
I know they have a book, never read it. I just don't, it's not what I like to do. I was going to say, I don't read.
That's crazy, actually.
I do read. 301-230-0980 is the number, as you can tell by the rejoin music or your calendar when you looked at your phone this morning. It is Halloween. Things will get spooky in the 5 o'clock hour when our pal Logan Paulson joins the program. I know he's not eating candy for Halloween. So I was talking to Logan earlier. He was dealing with his kids, and I know he's going to go out trick-or-treating tonight because he's just a tremendous dad, and I don't think Logan's going to eat any candy during Halloween because that would ruin his perfect physique. Keys to victory for the Washington Commanders over the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. Gave you my offensive key in the last segment. Running the football, I think, is so important for the Washington Commanders this year and in this game in particular. And if I'm being honest, like, of all the things that are plaguing this team right now, of all the issues that they have, and I'm not going to act like it's a laundry list, but there are some things that they definitely need to shore up to get back in this playoff hunt. The number one thing for me, man, you got to get the run game back on track. You do. I think it'll open up your passing game. I think it will take some of the pressure off of the quarterback. I think it takes some of the pressure off of the offensive line. But when you're going up against this Seattle defense in particular, I think running the football becomes that much more important. They're a super formidable group. They're going to get after the opposing team's quarterback. What are they, ranked fourth in the NFL in terms of total sacks, in terms of quarterback pressures? They're right near the top of the league as well, ranked fourth. So, like, they get after you. I don't think we've spent enough time this week talking about just how good Seattle is. I know a lot of you out there, and I'm not trying to come for anybody when I say this, but, you know, some of you all got tunnel vision out there when it comes to the NFL. The Commanders are the only thing that matters to you, and I'm on board with that. I can pick up what you're putting down. This Seattle team ain't no joke, man. They are not to be played with. They're not. They fly around on the football. They're violent. They're nasty. They get after the opposing team's quarterback. They don't make many mistakes in their back end. And they're a super fast unit on that side of the football. I don't think there is a weakness of this Seattle defense. I don't. Now, some would say, oh, they're pass defense. Well, when teams can't run the ball against you and you're always up, their pass numbers are going to be skewed. I think that's what's happening right now with Seattle. They're dangerous, man. They're coming off of a bye. And here's the other storyline that I wonder if anybody has brought up this week. Any chance Mike McDonald was a little salty that Washington went with Dan Quinn over him? Any chance Mike McDonald wanted this job? Because why would you want to uproot your family from Baltimore all the way across the country to Seattle, Washington? So just looking for reasons for them to have an edge, that's another one. But I think Washington has the edge that's most important. They should be, they are desperate. You cannot fake desperation in pro sports. I don't care what anybody tells you. You cannot fake energy. You cannot fake emotion. If Sunday Night Football doesn't get you up, if the prospect of being the only game on TV doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. If the idea of Art Monk having his jersey retired doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. I shouldn't have to get you motivated for this. This should be in you. There's nothing I think I may want it more than they do this weekend. Because like I said, I don't know about y'all. I'm not going back to the damn projects. I'm not. I'm tired of having my favorite team season not matter before Thanksgiving. I'm not going back to that place ever again. I'm not. What needs to happen defensively for that to become a reality? I think the most important thing for this Commanders defense, as Anthony alluded to, you cannot give up the explosives. You cannot. The Seattle Seahawks offense, number one in the National Football League in terms of explosive play percentage. They're really, really good. Now, if I had to go another route and give you another defensive key, I think it's making them one-dimensional. Now, their rushing offense, if there's a weakness of this football team for Seattle, it's their rushing game. And they've got talented backs, Zach Charbonnet, K-9, Kenneth Walker III, as I like to call him. Statistically speaking, they're 21st in the NFL in terms of rush yards per game. They haven't had a bunch of success running the football. But despite what the numbers may say, despite the lack of efficiency, they run the football at the second highest clip in the National Football League. 49.6% of the time, despite it not working worth a damn all year long, they run the football about 50% of the time. Making them one-dimensional is actually pretty hard to do because they have a commitment, Clint Kubiak and company, no matter what the success rate is. You hear that, Cliff? Hear that, Cliffy? The artist? They're committed to it. It's a lifestyle choice. Not a hobby like you pick up like kickball or something like that, T-ball. No. They want to run the football. They want to impose their will up front. Will you stop it from happening? That's the big question here for Washington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
301-230-0980 is the number. Getting your keys to victory right here on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Lap is in D.C. starting us off here. What's up, Lap?
Hey, what's up, Linnell? Shout out to Southeast. Hey, we gotta run the football, man, and we gotta score some points, man. I mean, this team gives up what 24 a game, so they score more than 24 against us. This is gonna be a problem. But if we score more than their average, they give up 19 a game. If we score more than 19 a their average, I think we got a good chance. And if it's gonna be a high scoring game at the end of it, we gotta win. But
if they lose Sunday, Lap, is the season over?
Yeah, I think we done, bro. I think we done. We'd be 1-5 in the conference, and that's a tough pill to swallow right there, because we definitely won't have a chance for the division.
Indeed.
Philly will run away with it for sure. And then, you know, we would have to go on like a crazy run like that RG3 year. You know what I'm saying? We have to rip off like 7 or so.
And then I'll follow up with this. Should they be sellers Tuesday, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time if they lose? Should they start fire selling pieces?
Oh, yeah, I think so, man. I mean, we need to get younger. I mean, this team's going to take some time to make the changes, and, you know what I'm saying, to get the personnel we need, and it's going to take some time, man. But we need JD5. That's our best chance, because let's keep it real. Our team suck for real. Without JD5, we don't do nothing, bro. So
I dig it.
And I agree with you, like you said, with Quinn and JD. That's the only thing I bank on for real.
Everybody else
I don't trust.
Everybody else is suspect. Appreciate you as always, Lap. I got Jonesy. Tweets at us and says, keys to victory, like you said, run the ball and then get off the field on third downs or sooner on defense, says Jonesy. Talking about the turnover margin, it's going to be huge. I think turnovers come in bunches, though. That's what I would say. Turnovers come in bunches. And if you take away the Dallas game, Washington's had a turnover in like 4 out of their last 5 games. They've done a better job at producing the ball. They're playing a little bit faster. They're going to need it on Sunday Night Football against the Seahawks. 301-230-0980. Your keys to victory for Sunday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks. Danny is in D.C. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, indeed.
My keys to victory is just really, like you said earlier, just JJ5 just doing it, because I think we got to be realistic with what we're dealing with right now. I mean, prior to this whole regime change, we were nowhere. We lucked up, or we finally hit it right and got a generational pick in the quarterback position. Great. I mean, you know, things kind of fell in place. We had a great season last year. Injuries, what have you, but we don't have a top 20 wide receiver, and we don't have a top 20 running back. That's just to say, just to start the conversation off there. So how far are you really going, you know, let alone, you know, we're in a very competitive division, let alone conference. I mean, it doesn't look good right now. And it just doesn't look good. And winning, we need some stitches, and putting a Band-Aid on something, it ain't going to really help, in my opinion.
No, I'm about to say, I feel you on the stitches part, brother.
I mean, you know.
You can't super glue this problem, brother.
Nah, I'm playing at home. I mean, I'd rather play at home than in Seattle. I mean, things, you know, Sunday night things can happen. But, I mean, like, McLaurin, I mean, even like when we got Debo, I was like, you know, that's not, we lucked up on the quarterback. Cool. So because we have him under contract for the next 4 to 5 years, and obviously, you know, longer than that, but we need some youth in here, and we need some game breaking talent. And we don't have that on this current roster. McLaurin was a really unique player, because he did a lot of great stuff with really poor quarterback play, but he's not a transcending wide receiver either. But I mean, I don't want to get into all that because he's hurt now. So we don't have the stuff. We just got to just be out there and just, you know, play 4 quarters of football. But running back is not looking that. I mean, and then running the ball you just don't run the ball. You got to have like the personnel to run the ball. You have to.
I think we have the personnel to run the football. I don't think we have the personality to run the football. Danny, I appreciate you as always. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I'll get you the injury report. Game status is just officially dropped. We'll get you that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.